Sinn Féin policy. It's not a policy of government or any other party. It's a Sinn Féin policy, and basically any member of Sinn Féin cannot earn above the average industrial wage, and that means that the income that I get, the income Martin McGuinness gets, the income Gerry Adams gets, the income any of our other ministers in the north or TDs in the south get is actually about €29,000, and we have to deduct taxes from that there, PRSI from that there, and then what we do with the rest of the money is we either donate some of it back to the party, because you can't donate it all under legislation, national legislation, so the rest is invested back into the constituency.
You will, though, obviously benefit, though, because of where you live. You will also benefit, though, of the expenses that you're entitled to.
The same process goes for the expenses. So, I can't hand in, I have to go to the Dáil tomorrow morning to sign in and take my seat for the first time, and I can't turn around to the people who deal with the expenses and say, look, I got John McGinley's bus, or I got up in the car and it cost me €50 worth of diesel, so I want €50 back. You can't do that. You're actually going to be paid about 300 and something euro for that journey. And I've made it clear during the election campaign about the corruption in terms of the expenses system. So what happens with us is, personally, I can only keep the €50, how much it cost me to put diesel into the car, or if I got the flight, whether it was €80 or whatever it is. And the rest, again, goes back into the constituency office.